Beloved brothers and sisters, I want to specially welcome you to this Tuesday glorious morning in Jesus' name. I welcome you to our weekly expository Bible study. For some weeks now, we have begun the study of the book of Revelation. By the grace of God, we are through with the study of the seven churches and the overview, and then we began the study of the book proper by going from chapter 4 to chapter 22. And I pray that the Lord will reveal great things to us that will help us to be blessed now and adequately prepare us place for eternity with our Father in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Before we get into the message, we are going to be singing a song called Unto Holiness, Church of our God, Purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood, called from the world and decided us to flee, called from the bondage of sin to be free. Today, you know, Today is the third week. We are looking at Revelation chapter 4 from verses 1 to 5. Today we are looking at the rapture saints proper. We discover from that in between chapter end of chapter 3 and before the beginning of chapter 4, the rapture took place and the saints were caught up to heaven. And they were, when Apostle John, you know, was speaking to us from Revelation chapter 4 from verse 1, he was already in heaven. He saw a throne, and then he saw 24 elders, which are representative of the rapture saints. And because that's what we are studying today, we are going to discover that something was key to their being raptured. But they are wearing fine linen, and they have their crowns on their head, wearing the fine linen. So that's why we're singing, Holiness unto the Lord, it's a watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord, as we're marching on alone. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. To holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood, come from the world and his idols to flee, come from the bondage of sin to be free. Holiness unto the Lord is the word. Word and song, holiness unto the Lord. As we are marching along, sing, shout, loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord, now and forever. God unto holiness, children of light, walking with Jesus in garments of white, raiment nsọ na ọta na-ewesi. God's Holy Spirit abiding within holiness unto the Lord is our true song. Holiness unto the Lord as we are marching along. Sing, shout, loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. God unto holiness, praise in their name. This place, their secret to faith, now make plain. Not our own righteousness, but Christ within. Living and reigning and saving from sin. Holiness unto the Lord is the word and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we are marching along. Sing, shout, loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Call unto holiness, glorious thought. From that witness we are drawing from, out from the shadows and darkness of night, into the kingdom of perfect delight. Holiness unto the Lord is a watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we are marching along. Sing, shout, loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Come unto holiness, pride of the land, waiting the bride will return me again. Lift up your head for the day draw near. Stand in his beauty, the King shall appear. Holiness unto the Lord is our song. Holiness unto the Lord as your mighty at Lord. Sing, shout, loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father, we are grateful unto you because your mercies endure forever. We are grateful unto you, Daddy, for that which, through your loving kindness, we have been enjoying since the beginning of this year, up to today. We are grateful for preserving and protecting us, watching over us of good, and doing everything to ensure that the prayer of Christ in John 17:15 and John 17:24 are fulfilled, that we are drawn nearer unto you. Lord, we are very, very grateful. We really appreciate you. Lord, be glorified in Jesus. We appreciate you, Daddy, for giving us Jesus, through whom the war between us and you was removed and we became sons and daughters. We appreciate you, Daddy. We thank you for your magnanimity, your liberality, your benevolence and providence. We are grateful, Daddy, for the unique salvation and protection. We are grateful because you are causing us to drink from your rivers of pleasure. We worship your majesty, King of heaven, the glorified, bestowed in Jesus' name. Bless Jesus, we want to thank you because you are our master and Lord. You love us so dearly. You are the reason why we live, because you lead Jesus, we can live and we can face tomorrow. Bless Jesus. You live here to make intercession for us. We are kept and preserved and protected through you. We appreciate you, merciful, marvelous, mighty, eternal Lord. Thank you for your prayer for us, that the Holy Spirit should be given to us. Thank you, our precious Lord. Forever be glorified in Jesus. Sweet Comforter, the great gift for my Lord, true from our Father, through the prayer of our Master and Lord. We are grateful, you are a wonderful companion. We really appreciate you. Oh, we appreciate you, sweet Comforter. Be glorified in Jesus. Daddy, we want to say thank you to you. Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you to you. Blessed Holy Spirit, we want to say thank you to you. We are grateful to the Trinity. And because of our gratitude, we come this morning, we pray, Holy Father, that through the blessed Holy Spirit, you speak to us, you bear our mind to us, and we'll be blessed now and blessed all eternity. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' merciful, marvelous, mighty, eternal name, I pray. Brothers and sisters, I want to say cover greetings to you. Once again, this glorious Tuesday morning, I'm reading from We began this study of Revelation chapter 4 from verse 1 to 5 3 weeks ago, you know, and today we are coming to the climax. We are discovering the rapture saint. We've been talking about that in between the end of chapter 3 and the beginning of chapter 4, the rapture took place now, and there were 24 elders with crowns in their head, sitting around the throne. Who are these people? Well, the scriptures will reveal to all, and I'm glad to let you know that you are part of them, and God is part of them. The Lord is going to help all of us. Revelation chapter 4 from verse 1. After this, I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me. We said, come up hither, and I show thee things which must hereafter. Verse 2. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. That's our Father in heaven. Verse 3. And he that sat on was to look upon like a jasper, and a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, inside like unto emerald. Verse 4. Oh, and round about the throne, this was where studying today. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seat I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crown of gold. Verse 5 was what we seriously dealt with last week Tuesday, and we discover something about the great friend we are, the blessed companion, something that we need to know but not be part of it. The Holy Spirit dwells in the heart of the believer, dwells in all. And since the Lord is taking us alive to heaven, the Holy Spirit will be going back to heaven. He will be at the table at the altar of the Lord, the seven spirit of God. But we saw lightning and thunder. The Holy Spirit, while in heaven, will now join forces with God the Father and God the Son in unleashing punishment to those who despise the mercy of God, His redemptive work, God paying a great price for His Son to be gruesomely killed. God would be pouring His wrath upon the world. And then Jesus also, that paid the gruesome, painful, shameful, excruciating death and was rejected, And then the Holy Spirit will now turn to, the Comforter will now turn to consuming fire. Praise God, will not be power. Listen to it. Verse 5. And out of the trumpet said lightning and thundering and voices. And there were seven lamps of the burning of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. This was what we studied last week. Beloved, glory to God, our loving Father in heaven, for giving us the Bible to help us walk in the light and not grope in darkness. We are grateful to our Father in heaven. He said he will instruct us and teach us and guide us. He wants us to know the truth and the truth to set us free. Beloved, glory to God, our loving Father in heaven, for giving all my beloved brother and sister the Bible to help us walk in the light and not grope in darkness. You shall not grope in darkness, my beloved brothers and sisters. In Psalm 109, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The scriptures are not hypotheses propounded by men with sensual knowledge, but the word of God, a sure prophecy that cannot fail and shall come to pass and shall abide forever and ever. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, we also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take it as unto a light, and that shineth in a dark palace, that place, until the day dawning and the day star arise in your heart. Verse 20. Knowing this for, brother, sister, you must know this. Knowing this for, that no professor of the scripture is of any private interpretation. No professor of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but as they were moved, but the holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. In Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16, seek ye out of the book of the law. The Bible is the book of the law. And read, no one of these shall fail, none shall want amiss, for my mouth that I commanded, and the spirit that I gathered them. In Psalm 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is set in heaven. In Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Beloved, innumerable prophecies were recorded in the Bible that foretold the certainty of the end time events, and most importantly, the imminent rapture. I'm going to say that again, my beloved brothers and sisters. Innumerable prophecies were recorded in the Bible that foretold the certainty of the end time events, and most importantly, the imminent rapture. In fact, the Bible said, you must establish every truth you must believe from the mouth of two or three witnesses. Whatever you are going to believe, my beloved brothers and sisters, must be established from the mouth of two or three. That's what the scripture says. You know, whatever truth you are going to believe must be spoken about from the mouth of two or three witnesses. Listen to it yourself. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, this is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall the word be established. Now, the prophecy about the inner rapture was spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ and his holy apostles. My brothers and sisters, Jesus spoke extensively about the rapture. If you read Matthew 24, you see what he said. Two shall be on the feet, one shall be taken, one shall be left. Two shall be sleeping, one shall be taken, one shall be left. And he told us that we should watch and pray, you know, so that we'll be ready. Let's see the prophecy that Christ speak to us about the rapture. In John 14, as well, let not your heart be troubled. He believe in God, believes also in me. And you can believe God and believe in Jesus Christ. verse 2, in my father's house I'm in mansion. If it were not so, I'd have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. But where I am, there you may be also. That was the prophecy of Christ. In Apostle Paul gave a series of prophecy about the rapture. Let's look at them. In 1 Corinthians 15:51, I show you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, verse 52. In a moment, that will be less than a second. In a moment, you know, but we shall all be changed, verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump, a trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Before sinners, compromisers, close their eyes and open it, we would have reached Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, but I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, those that die, that in sorrow not, even as others we have no hope. Yes, we have hope. Verse 15. For if we believe, verse 14, 1 Thessalonians 4:14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also, we sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. Verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, the dead in Christ. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise from. Verse 17. Then which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen in Christ, seek those things which are above. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Verse 3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4. When Christ, who is alive, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him glory. You know, there are some words. You're not going to find the word out in the Bible. There are some words that you meet with. One of them is Jesus said, I'll come again and receive it to myself. The word receive it to myself is the word rapture. You know, he said we are going to be caught up to meet with the Lord here. That word caught up was the meaning of rapture. And of course, you know, the apostles, the apostles also spoke about the rapture. We have seen Jesus and Apostle Paul. We are looking at John the Apostle. John the beloved, in 1 John 2:28, and our little children abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Now, the word appear is another word that talks about the rapture that you see in Colossians 3:4. When Christ, who is alive, shall appear, he shall also appear with him in glory. When you see the word appear, the word, you know, receive it to myself, cut off. That's the talking about a rapture. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, and behold, what manner of law, this was the right of Apostle John, what manner of law the Father had bestowed upon that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world made us not, because he need not, verse 2, beloved, now we the sons of God, and does not appear as it appear what shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, that's the word rapture, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man and every woman that had this opening purify himself as his pure. Apostle Peter also spoke about the rapture. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1, the elder which are among you are exalted, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also of a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Verse 2, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for with 50 locker, but already my verse 3, neither has been lost over God's heritage, but being exempt to the flock. Now listen, verse 4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, so the word appear is the rapture, means the rapture. The word cut off means the rapture. The word received to himself means the rapture. Verse 4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory. We shall receive a crown that of glory that fadeth not away. No doubt, brothers and sisters, you are persuaded now, beyond any doubt, that this event is dawning and can take place anytime from now. It will even happen today, my brother and sister. The Lord will help all of us be ready. So, as one of the wise virgins, always live in readiness and please address any issue that can hinder you. Beloved brothers and sisters, I want to appeal to and plead with you. As one of the wise virgins, always live in readiness. You know, you must have your oil and you must carry your oil as well. And please address any issue that can hinder you. If there's any restriction to be done, please do it. Whatever I needed to correct, you shall not be hindered in Jesus' name. Beloved, the blessed Holy Spirit is set to unravel to you, in particular, what should serve as an impetus and something that will energize you to be more determined than ever to be part of the return rapture. It shall not elude you in particular in Jesus' name. This is because rapture saints shall have unique and enviable reward that even angels and other saints shall not enjoy all through eternity. A good Lord help you to be part of it in Jesus. And listen to what I said. I'm going to establish from the scripture to you. This is because rapture saints shall have unique and enviable reward that even angels and other saints shall not enjoy all through eternity. May the good Lord help you to be part of the imminent rapture in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. After this I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trump talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be there hereafter. Verse 2. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in the heaven, and one sat on the throne. Verse 3. And their sight was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne inside like unto him. Verse 4. And round about the throne were 24 seals, and upon the sea were 24 elders, sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crown of gold. They are going to be part of it. Verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightning, and thundering, and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Beloved Apostle John, who himself was part of the saints waiting for his days to be raptured, was translated to heaven himself. This was done to make him see and write to persuade Bible-believing believers of all ages, and you in particular, of the certainty of this glorious event set to happen anytime not known by any mortal man. No mortal man knows when the rapture is going to take place. It might surprise you, beloved brothers and sisters, that even our Lord Jesus Christ himself does not know the time apart from God the Father alone. Is that not shocking? You know, he admonished Bible-believing believers that when they begin to see some signs of events at the end of his coming, they should know that the rapture is set to happen. Listen yourself in Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father. And Jesus was humble enough to tell us that only God the Father knows about the day. Verse 27. But as the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But that this was the sign that Jesus said, that when we see this sign, we should know that, you know, the time has come. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and verse 13, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 40. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the one shall left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the one shall be left. Verse 42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord coming. Beloved brethren, listen to what Apostle John saw when he was translated. The 24 elders, which are representative of the saints that were raptured in heaven. That's what he saw. he saw the 24 elders, you know, which are representatives of the saints that shall be raptured in the future. Listen to the Revelation chapter 4, verse 4. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seat I saw 24 elders sitting round, sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their crowns, on their heads crowns of gold. Having seen this, let us allow the blessed Holy Spirit to establish to us, affirm to us from the scripture who these 24 elders were. Number one, they are raptured saints, because the rapture has not taken place. They are raptured saints that were sinners before, but were redeemed with the blood, with the precious blood of Jesus. They were sinners before, but were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus. In Romans, Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, Revelation chapter 5, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the written and on in the backside, sealed with seven seals, verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal there, verse 3. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look there, verse 4. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look there, on verse 5. And one of the elders, one of the 24 elders, said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. Our Christ, our Master and Lord, you know, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth to all the other seven. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials, full of odor, which are the prayers of saints. Verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the band and to open the seal thereof, for thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and shall reign on our brothers and sisters. The 24 elders that you saw were the raptured saints. I've read it to you. You must believe it. Again, let me read it again. In Romans, Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And the song, those are the 24 elders. The song, listen to it from verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, you know, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odor, which are the prayers of saints. Now, and they sung a new song, the four beasts, you know, they were singing, they listened to the, they were not redeemed with the blood of Christ, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou was slain and has redeemed all. Those were the 24 elders, not the four beasts. They were angelic creatures, but the 24 elders were saints that were redeemed. Listen to it again in verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take this, to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by the blood and out of every kingdom and tongue and people and nation. Verse 10. And has made us to our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. It was people that were redeemed with the blood of Christ. So listen to this yourself in verse 9. Much in Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. You know, these were the people that were saved, justified, you know, by the blood of Jesus. Colossians chapter 1 verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. These are people redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. So the people, those 24 elders, were the sinners, people that were sinners before, but they were redeemed with the precious blood of the Lord. And number two, they are righteous sin that were sinners but saved and then sanctified with the precious blood of Jesus. They were sinners before, they were saved and sanctified with the precious blood of Jesus. They became blameless and spotless, knowing no defiling thing shall enter heaven. Don't forget, they were wearing white raiment. Revelation chapter 4 verse 4. And then about the throne were 4 and 20 beasts. These are the 24, 4 and 20 seals. And upon the seat I saw 4 and 20 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crown of gold. You know, they were righteous saints that were blameless, and because no defiling thing enter heaven. They were sinners, but saved and then sanctified with the precious blood of Jesus. Listen to saints that overcame according to our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 3 verse 5. He that overcometh, the saints shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So they are overcomers. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25. Husband loved the wife, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any sort of thing, but that it should be holy and without blaming. They were blameless sin. In 2 Peter 3:11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought it to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Verse 12, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heaven being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fire. And listen to this, verse 13. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heaven and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for something, be diligent that may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. They were sinners that have been washed with the blood of Jesus, and they were blameless. Revelation 21:27. Why were they cleansed? Because no defiling thing will enter heaven. Revelation 21 says, and there shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, maketh a lie, but they which are written the Lamb's book of life. These saints were there because they have been washed with the blood of Christ, they have been saved, they have been sanctified, they have been washed with the precious blood of Jesus. So they are now in heaven. Number three, they are righteous saints who, through grace of God, follow Jesus through thick and thin, and overcame sin, flesh and worldliness. So they were crowned. They were righteous in who through grace of God followed Jesus through thick and thin and overcame. They overcame sin, self, flesh, and worldliness. So they were crowned. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 14, and round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seat I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. Only righteous sin that overcame, that overcome shall wear crown. Brother, sister, only that just saying that overcome shall wear crown. Angels and tribulation saints shall not wear any crown. Only that just saints, brother, sister, only that just saying that overcome shall wear crown. Angels and tribulation saints shall not wear any crown. Listen to it of yourself. Revelation chapter 2, I read verses 9 and 10. I know thy war and tribulation. This was what Jesus said to the church of that church. He said, I know thy war and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but as synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer of you. Them shall cast some of him to prison, that he may be tried. And he shall have one of the seven churches, he shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee crown. Like angels do not wear crown, only raptured saints shall wear crown. Listen to the Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. That is, during the great tribulation, raptured saints will not be part of great tribulation, you know. Which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quick. Hold thou fast, with thou art, that no man take that crown. Listen to it yourself. No angel in heaven wears any crown. They did not overcome anything, so they are not wearing crown. Yes, they are angelic beings. They don't wear crown. They didn't overcome anything. Also, tribulation saying, who will join us later? They will be part of marriage supper of the Lamb. They will wear crown. You know, who is there to compromise and were not able to do to be part of the rapture shall not wear any crown. Only overcoming sin, like Apostle John, Apostle Peter, and us will wear crown. Listen to this. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, I fought a good fight. This was Apostle Paul. I finished my call. I've kept the faith. Verse 8, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also unto them also that love is appearing. In James chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man that endures temptation. They overcome sin, self, worldliness, and what have you. You know, blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life with the Lord that has promised to them that love him. Only righteous sins shall wear crown in heaven. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1, the elders which are among you are installed, who are also an elder and witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Verse 2, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, you know, not by constraint or but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Verse 3, neither has been lost over God's heritage, but being an example to listen to thee. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, that's the rapture, is the rapture saying that shall wear crown, ye shall receive crown of glory that filleth from you. Number 4, we are still talking about the 24 that they are rapture saints that shall partake in the marriage supper of the Lamb, because they remain biblically righteous through the grace of God. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. You know, and after this thing, I heard a great voice of much people, brother, sister, you'll be there, I'll be there in Jesus' name. Say hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgment. For he has judged the great war. We did corrupt the earth with our fornication and avenged the blood of the saints at the hour. Verse 3. And again they say, hallelujah. And as smoke rose up forever and ever. Verse 4. And the 24 elders, those are the righteous saints, brothers and sisters. That's what we're talking about. Verse 4. And the 24 elders and the four beasts, those are angelic beings, four beasts fell down and worshiped God, and that sat on the throne saying, hallelujah. Verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all his servants, and ye that fear him, most more and great. These were righteous saints. You know, you'll be there. Verse 6. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many water, and as the voice of mighty thunder saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God will put in rain. These were righteous saints, praising God. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. Jesus is not going to marry to angelic beings, he's going to marry to only the righteous saints. Not even the Old Testament, saints, only the righteous saints, the dead in Christ and the living saints. Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice, give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. That's why their wife, you know, made herself ready. Verse 8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Those are the people that are sanctified, wash and purify with the blood of Christ. Verse 9, and said unto me, right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the two sayings of the Lord, brother, sister of us, brother, and Jesus. Listen to it yourself. They, through the grace of God, remain biblically righteous and wore the fine linen of righteousness of sin. In Titus 2, verse 11, for the grace of God that made salvation has appeared to all men, teach not that the now ungodliness and worldly love, we should live soberly and righteously and godly. This present world, looking for that blessed and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Number 5, the rapture saying, who knew God is holy and became biblically holy and were worshipping God in the beauty of holiness. These 24 elders that we are discovering, they were rapture saying, who knew God is holy and became biblically holy and were worshipping God in the beauty of holiness. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 10, the 24 elders, you see them again, the 24 elders fell down before him, that sat on the throne and worshipped him, that liveth forever and ever. And these are the righteous saying, and cast their crown before the throne, saying, thou, verse 11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Righteous saints, you know, Revelation 5:14, and the four beasts said amen. Listen to this. And the 24 elders, those are the rapture sin. And 20 elders, 24 elders fell down and worshiped in the living forever and forever. You'll be there, but I'll be there. Revelation 11 verse 15, and the 7 days sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our Lord and of our Christ, and shall reign forever and ever. But listen to Revelation 11, 16, and the 24 elders, you see that? Those are the righteous saying. And the 24 elders, we sat before God on their seat, fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, verse 17, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which are to come, because thou hast taken to thee the great power and hast reigned. So listen to what I said. They walk with the Lord in holiness and righteousness and were blameless. That's the qualification. That's why we sang the song, holiness unto the Lord. Presence. That's why we sang that song, holiness unto the Lord. They were holy. They were sanctified. They were clean. The meaning was wise. First Peter 1:14, as obedient children, not fashioned ourselves according to the former laws in your dream, but as he which are called is holy. So be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. These saints of God, they were holy. Psalm 29 verse 2, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holy. These saints of God, these rapture saints, they worship our Father in beauty of holy. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16:29, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. That's what they did to be raptured. Psalm 96 verse 9. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear him. Fear before him all the earth. They worship God. They were holy. Hebrews 13:12. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have no we continued city, but we seek one to come. That's talking about rapture sin. By whom? Verse 15. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for Saul at the sacrifice, sacrificing God is well pleased. These are the saints that are holy and were pure. Holy and are pure. And you know, the Lord below, no doubt you have seen that the 24 elders are the representative of the saints that shall be raptured any time from now. I'm persuaded you shall be one of us. My brother, my sister, I know it, that you are going to be one of us by the grace of God. You know, so you too must be biblically righteous and blameless to wear the white garment. You must overcome sin, overcome self, overcome the flesh, and follow the Lord Jesus Christ through thick and thin until come. Only overcomer shall wear a crown. Nothing must separate you in particular from Christ. Nothing must separate you, my brother, my sister, from Christ. You must not placate God with sacrifice of disobedience. You see, globally today, we have almost 95% of people that are worshiping God, in rendering to God, placating God with sacrifice of disobedience. They are not obeying God, and they say they are worshiping God. But that is a waste of time. Jesus said it was vain worship. They are not obedient to God, and they said they are worshiping God. Listen to this. They worship God, but worship God in the beauty of holiness. Listen to this. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, and Samuel said, and the Lord has great delight in burnt offering, and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord. But to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the land. They are not obeying God, and say they are worshiping God. Well, it's a waste. They do it here, they won't be part of the rapture, and won't see them help. They will be part of it. They will miss the rapture. If they are not fortunate, they will be part of the tribulation sea. But they will not be part of the marriage supper, and they will have no crown. Listen to the verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected from king. They're worshiping God and they're helping sacrifice or disobedience. God has rejected them. They'll be part of that. Jesus said, I don't know you. Listen to this. Psalm 130 verse 2. I worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Listen to this. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. You see them, you know, they say Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rama, Jehovah Tsuskeno, Shalom, what have you, what have you. They call God different names. But then they have no respect for the word of God. When the word of God said, that shall not commit adultery, they commit adultery. That shall not give bride, they give bride. When the word of God said, that shall be adulterous and adulterous sin. No, you know that friendship of the world is sent against God. The whosoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. They don't obey God. They walk in the flesh. They cannot be obedient to God. I beseech you, brethren, by the master of God, that to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your living sacrifice, and do not conform to this world. That is, whatever you and you cannot do, you and Jesus cannot do, you will not do it with your body. You and Jesus cannot paint your mouth, sister. You and Jesus cannot paint your mouth. You and Jesus cannot, you know, do the attachment, wear earring, wear clothes that are exposed to nakedness. You and Jesus will not do that. You and Jesus cannot be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Jesus was holy, he was humble, he was undefiled, he was separate from sinner. You and Jesus, your arm must not give pride. You and Jesus will not smoke, will not take beer. You and Jesus, this is what they say. They are worshipping God. They say they are worshipping God. In disobedience, nonsense, vain worship, we won't see them in heaven. Will not be part of the rapture. Listen to this. Psalm 130 verse 2. I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Listen, for that has magnified thy word. God magnifies more than his worship, more than your worship, your very worship, your the worship of disobedience. The grace of God shall be sufficient for you in particular in Jesus' name. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Brothers, you have seen without any doubt of that, that the 24 elders are the saints of God. You must be part of them. You have seen what it's going to take. They will be part of the royal crown. They will be part of the marriage supper of the Lamb. They are saints that are holy, saints that overcame sin, self, flesh, the flesh, worldliness, and whatever. They were sanctified. And they follow the Lord through thick and thin. The Lord will help you to be one of them in Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and talk to God. I want you to pray. That's why we sang that song, Holiness unto the Lord. Pray, brother. Pray, sister. Listen to it. Call unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting for the bridegroom returning again. Lift up your head for the day drawing near. When in his beauty the king shall appear, he will appear in holiness unto the Lord. Holiness to the is a watchword and song. Holiness to the Lord as we are marching on. Sing it. In shouting long and loud, only into the Lord. Now, my prayer, please pray. Talk to God. Call unto him. Praise his dear name. The blessed secret of faith. Now, may pray. Now, not our own righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning and saving from sin. You know, call unto them, walking with Jesus in garment of white raiment on soil, not tarnished with sin. God's Holy Spirit abiding within. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword. And so, holiness to the Lord as you are marching along. Sing it, shout it, loud and long. Holiness to the Lord now forever. Brother, you obey God. Have you done your restriction? Have you stopped giving? Are you a new creature? Please pray and talk to God. Talk to God. My brother, talk to God. My sister, talk to God. The good Lord is going to help us in the name of Jesus. Pray, brother. Pray, sister. The Lord is going to show mercy to all. We are going to be part of them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we are grateful unto you because your mercies endure forever. We give you glory and honor. We restore and praise on you. There is no one like you. Eternal Father, forever glorified. Lord, I pray. We have discovered that the 24 elders were the rapture. Oh Lord, we have seen what qualified them. They were redeemed with the blood of Jesus. They were saved and redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus. And then they were walking in holiness, they were sanctified, they overcome sin, overcome sin. Lord, I pray, whatever you need to do in everyone that will listen to this word, that qualify to be part of the rapture of sin, do in us in Jesus, so that, Lord, none of us will be part of the great tribulation. We will wear a crown, we'll be part of marriage supper, and it's going to be with us. Thank you, Lord, because you have done it. In Jesus' merciful, marvelous, mighty time, I pray. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. Please do everything to be ready for the main rapture. It shall be well with you. Shalom.